Next, a food fight mediated by the U.S. Supreme Court. Justices have ruled unanimously against Coca-Cola. They found that a juice company, Palm Wonderful, can go ahead with a lawsuit against Coke. Palm claims that Coke tricked consumers with false and misleading juice labels. Here's NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
So you're walking down the food aisle in the supermarket, and you don't want to buy nutritionless soda pop for the family. So you go to the fruit juice section. There are two bottles of pomegranate blueberry juice. One is made by Palm Wonderful, a grower of pomegranates. The other produced by Coca-Cola's Minute Maid division. It says in large print that it's pomegranate blueberry juice, too. But the Coca-Cola product is almost five times cheaper than the Palm juice. Only if you read down to the small print on the label do you see why. While Palm's juice is in fact 85% pomegranate juice and 15% blueberry, the Coca-Cola product is only one half of 1% pomegranate and blueberry juice combined. Palm sued Coca-Cola, claiming it was losing sales because Coca-Cola's label, marketing, and advertising were misleading consumers into believing they were getting a juice combination consisting mainly of pomegranate and blueberry juice, when in fact the juice was almost entirely cheaper apple and grape juice. Palm asked for damages and a court order barring such labeling. Two lower courts ruled against Palm, agreeing with Coca-Cola that because its label complies with the requirements of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, it is immune to such suits under another law called the Lanham Act. Today, however, the Supreme Court unanimously disagreed with Coca-Cola and gave the green light for the lawsuit to go forward. Summarizing the decision from the bench, Justice Anthony Kennedy said that the position Coca-Cola takes in this court is that because it complied with the Food and Drug Act's labeling requirements, it could mislead and trick consumers without being subject to liability under the Lanham Act. That assertion, he said, is incorrect. The Lanham Act and the Food and Drug Act are supposed to work together. One allows competitors to bring civil lawsuits to protect their commercial interests from unfair competition, while the other protects public health and safety. To the extent they both cover labels, he said, the FDA regulations are not a ceiling that insulates companies from being sued by competitors. Rather, the Lanham Act is the yin to the FDA's yang because it provides, quote, incentives for manufacturers to behave well. At Palm Wonderful, co-owner Linda Resnick was thrilled. Her husband, Stuart, she noted, has insisted on pursuing this case for more than 5 years, all the way to the Supreme Court.
He is kind of a 21st century John Wayne. He very much wants what's right for the food industry and for the American consumer.
Just how broad the repercussions will be for the food and beverage industry is unclear. After all, today's Supreme Court decision allows competitor suits under the federal law, but not consumer suits. Indiana University Law School's Diana Winters.
I don't know whether it will change the landscape of labeling. I think food companies will have to look more closely at their labeling now.
The Palm Wonderful suit will now proceed to trial, if it's not settled, and it will be a jury that decides whether Coca-Cola did anything wrong, and if so, how much the company should pay Palm in damages. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.